This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The House of Representatives has voted in favor of a $25 billion rescue package for the U.S. Postal Service, but it's not likely to go anywhere. Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Congress back for a rare Saturday session for the vote. Democrats fear that without the aid, the Postal Service will not be able to deliver mail-in ballots expected to increase exponentially this year because of the coronavirus pandemic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will not call his body back into session to vote on a single-issue piece of legislation. The White House has said that President Trump would veto the relief package if it reached his desk. India reported a record daily jump of coronavirus infections on Saturday, bringing the total to nearly 3 million. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
At least 69,878 new infections took India's total cases to around 2.98 million, behind only the United States and Brazil. COVID-19 deaths increased by 945 to 55,794. According to data from the Federal Health Ministry. For most of Western India, especially the financial capital Mumbai, the 11-day festival of Hindu god Ganesh is usually celebrated with big public gatherings. Cases have plateaued in Mumbai, which now averages just above 1,000 a day and has recorded more than 134,000 in total. But strict pandemic regulations have meant the festival season, which begins this month, has been lackluster.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders of Mali's military coup sat down in Bamako Saturday for talks with mediators from the West African regional bloc, ECOWAS, which has strongly condemned the toppling of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The coup leaders, who call themselves the National Committee for the Salvation of the People, were celebrated by thousands of Malians on Friday at a rally called by the M5 Coalition, which has campaigned for Keita's resignation for months. The 15-nation Economic Community of West African States has taken a particularly hard line on the coup. ECOWAS has already suspended Mali's membership, shut off borders, and halted financial flows to the country. On Thursday, it demanded the immediate release of Keita. The United States on Friday said, meanwhile, it had suspended cooperation with Mali's military. The head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency says he will head to Tehran next week to press Iranian authorities for access to sites where the country is thought to have stored or used undeclared nuclear material. AP's Zaria Shakili reports.
It will be the first visit to Iran of International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi since he took office last December and comes amid intense international pressure on the country over its nuclear program. The focus will be on access to sites thought to be from the early 2000s, before Iran signed the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Iran maintains the IAEA inspectors have no legal basis to inspect these sites. The Iranian delegation to international organizations in Vienna tweeted that it hopes the visit will lead to reinforced mutual cooperation. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was evacuated to Germany for medical treatment Saturday. Lauren Anthony of Reuters has details.
The longtime opponent of Russia's President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption collapsed on a plane on Thursday after drinking tea his allies believe was laced with poison. On arrival in Berlin, 44-year-old Navalny was rushed in a convoy of ambulance and police cars to the city's Charité hospital complex. In a statement, the hospital said it will provide an update on his condition once tests have been completed, adding this could take some time. Medical staff at the hospital in Omsk said Friday evening that he was in an induced coma and that his life was not in immediate danger. German doctors had flown there to evacuate Navalny at the request of his wife and allies who said that the hospital treating him was badly equipped.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.